civilians are out. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says all women, children, and older adults have been evacuated from a steel plant in Mariupol. They had been trapped underground for weeks as Russian forces attacked. The draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade was made public on Monday, but who did it remains a mystery.
A lot of people asking if there's going to be repercussions for the leaker. And to that, you know, a draft opinion is not necessarily a classified document. But if it were obtained via hacking, for example, or by theft, then criminal repercussions would be more clear cut. Democrats feel, though, that the material exposed outweighs the need to examine how and why it was.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A bitter primary battle is shaping up in Pennsylvania. Last night, former President Trump rallied for Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's running for U.S. Senate.
Dr. Oz is running against the liberal Wall Street Republican named David McCormick, who I've known.
McCormick, who spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend, attacked his opponent's conservative credentials.
He's got a whole set of positions from 20 years in the media on his show where he is anti-gun, he's pro-abortion, he's pro-transgender transitions for kids, he's pro-Obama, and he's anti-fracking.
McCormick is backed by Mike Pompeo, who served as Secretary of State under President Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris is spending some time away from Washington. She delivered the commencement address at Tennessee State University.
We need you to run companies and make decisions about who has access to capital. We need you to serve at the highest levels of government and determine our country's standing.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It was a bumpy week on Wall Street as investors worry about the Fed's efforts to cool down the economy without spurring a recession. Last month, employers added an impressive 428,000 new jobs, but inflation persists.
Non-farm payrolls grew above Wall Street expectations, unemployment rate holding steady at 3.6% after being expected to lower to 3.5%. Leisure and hospitality leading the way on those job gains, no doubt driven by the easing of pandemic restrictions and face masks coming off. Wages rose 5.5% from a year ago, with inflation at a four-decade high of 8.5%. Those wages lag behind inflation, meaning Americans continue to lose money.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Inflation apparently isn't stopping people from traveling.
The casinos are bustling. The convention center here actually has more events on the books than they did in 2019, and it is about to be packed. And that's because airline bookings are soaring across the nation. Delta saw its best sales on record in March, and American Airlines expects business travel revenue to be 90% of pre-pandemic levels by the time the summer rolls around. And that trend is continuing when it comes to lodging. Airbnb seeing $1.5 billion in revenue last quarter. That's up 80% over the same period in 2019. Sure, some of that's due to inflation, but they also saw a record 100 million bookings.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. More rescues in the Rio Grande River as more migrants make the treacherous journey to the U.S.
12 adults up in Eagle Pass passed over the river. They used a rope to help each other make it across. All 12 made it to be processed by Border Patrol. We have another group of 16 migrants from Colombia and Nicaragua. It's a mix of people, some family units in there. We know that there's at least one baby and another child.
Fox's Nate Foy. The rescued migrants are now being processed. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.